Hi, I'm Dan Leonard, the home studio master, and welcome to this podcast. Aside from being a full-time voice actor, I also consult with people about their home studios, and I want to clear up a few misconceptions about home studios, and I want to give you a little bit of advice. I also want to share something prophetic. All right, I'm not a prophet, but at least there's something I see happening that many other people in the voice business are not. I get a lot of questions about what equipment to buy. And now that I'm hearing some of these questions, I'm like, do you really know, A, what you're doing? Two, what it is you're buying? And three, what's it going to do for you? There's a common misconception out there that great equipment will make you sound great. If you sound like Wally Cox, you're still going to sound like Wally Cox. A microphone is not going to hide any of that. A processor is not going to hide any of that. As a matter of fact, if you need to hide something, what you need to do is get some coaching and learn how to be a voice artist. And there's a lot of great coaches out there. Once you have mastered, or at least feel competent at being a voice artist, then you can talk about having a home studio to either one, do auditions, or two, do some of the production that is required to make commercials or add music under a narration or something along those lines. If you're new to the business, if you're just starting out, don't worry about that stuff. No one's going to hire you to do that kind of thing unless you tell them you can, and you can. If you're someone that's been doing this for a while, if you've done a lot of studio work in big studios, say out in California or New York or Chicago or Dallas, it's time to have a home studio. Gas is expensive. A lot of other things are getting expensive. And not to put these big studios out of business, because they have some very important work to do. But having a home studio, I believe, is essential. And it's not rocket science. It's one of my favorite buzz phrases. It's not rocket science. It's actually quite simple. I think there's way too much emphasis on great microphones. I think there's way too much emphasis on big racks of equipment. I think there's way too much emphasis on overkill. Technology has come along that has made it possible for us to even have this business. MP3 technology, the ability to send stuff over the internet, that's all great. That's what made this business happen. But there's been another development in technology that totally blows all that away. It gives total freedom to the artist to do it at home in his jammies. And I'm actually still wearing my jammies. Perhaps I should get up. Bring that coffee over here. I'm here down in the black hole of Calcutta studio talking to you in a very simple setup. There's not a whole lot going on here. The nature of a home studio is one of elegant simplicity. You no longer need all that big stuff. Now, I'm sure there are a lot of gearheads out there going, well, you need an Aphex processor, and you need a preamp, and you need all... If you don't know what they are, you don't need them. It's pretty simple. You may, sometime in the future, if you're being paid thousands and thousands of dollars to produce something that's fully produced and all that, if you're producing auditions or just simple voice, you don't need all that stuff. Do you need a good microphone? You need a good microphone. Do you need a $16,000 microphone? No. Do you need a $2,000? No. Do you need a $1,000 microphone? Once you learn how to use one, yeah, it might help. Do you need a $200 condenser studio microphone? Yeah, that actually will suffice. And then there are some other options that you can look at. Digital input boxes have changed a lot of things, because you can take your average condenser mic, plug it in, plug that box into your computer, and you've got a recording studio. You don't need the preamp, because there's a preamp in the audio inbox, in the digital converter. And now we've got technology that's pushing this even a step further. And I know I'll get a lot of argument from people on this, but I firmly believe this. USB studio condenser mics. If you're brand new to this business, if you've done no recording, or a little bit, that's where you start. Because one, you can do it for under $150. And if you have a PC already, that's pretty much all you need. Because a lot of the other things that you can do are things that you can adjust in your home, like your closet or your basement. There are a couple of factors in what make a good home studio, and they primarily have to do more with acoustic considerations than they do with technical considerations. You can record in your closet. You can record in your basement like I do, surrounded by a little bit of acoustical foam. What you want to do is reduce the reflection in the room. You don't want to hear an echo in the room. Also, you do not want to have sound coming in. Now, the argument I usually give people is that, you know, my neighbor's cutting his grass, or the garbage truck's going by, or the Mr. Softy truck, or, you know, his kid's playing in the neighborhood, or there's just noise out there, someone's building a pool in their backyard. What do you do? That noise is going to come in. If you're upstairs, it's going to come in. If you're in the basement, it can be, you know, and some of you are going, what's a basement? Something we have up here in the Northeast, here in Buffalo, where I live. Yes, it's the Arctic. You can either A, build a whisper room, spend $10,000, isolate yourself so no noise is coming in. Or B, you can wait for your neighbor to stop cutting his grass. Be patient. Read the copy a few more times. Get it right. Your neighbor stops doing what he's doing, the garbage truck leaves. Record. If you have a good computer, a good PC, or a laptop, in my case I use an iMac, great computer, and a USB mic, or a regular condenser mic, and a digital converter inbox, that's all you need. The technology is coming along to where you can record competently, easily, even without a computer. For example, right now, I'm not using my computer to record this. I've got a FireWire box, a Presonus Firebox, great little unit made by Presonus. Has a Spitif out in it, and I've got it plugged into my M-Audio MicroTrack. Goes directly in there. No moving parts, no fans, no noise. Nothing going on back there. It's actually quite simple. I'm experimenting. I'm just trying to show you that it can be done. But as you can hear, it sounds pretty good. And there's no computer involved, except when I go back and edit out all the hems and haws and me drinking coffee and all those other things that are going on in here. There's an overemphasis on big equipment. I think that you folks need to get it through your heads that if you are a voice artist, you are a voice artist first. You're a sound engineer when you work in a big studio. Your job is to learn the simplest of sound engineering. This is your main goal. And take note of this. This is what you're trying to achieve in a home studio. Number one, acoustic cleanness. No reflection, no discernible outside noises. And two, hot, but not overmodulated, flat response, mono track audio. That's it. Do you need multi-tracking? Are you producing commercials? Or are you just giving your producer voice? Are you making Eminem's next album? By simplifying this formula down, you can really understand how simple this all really is. Too many people are way overthinking this. There's been a tremendous paradigm shift in our industry that allows us to do this from home simply, inexpensively. So if you're starting out, I would suggest, number one, go buy a USB mic. Try it out. And there's a bunch of different ones coming on the market, and they range in price from like $80 up to about $300, $400. They take a little bit of configuring with specific computers, but they do work. And there are some other products coming on the market that plug into any microphone and make it a USB microphone. So you can take a really good mic, plug it into one of these converters, and it becomes a USB mic. You don't need the preamp. You don't need processing. You don't need any of that stuff. You just need a mic stand, a copy stand, and your voice. And that's it. And of course, your computer and your software. You can compensate for a really cheap mic with some software. Raise your bass up a little bit, those sorts of things. These are all technical things. More importantly, for beginners, and I'm talking beginners with a home studio, not necessarily beginners in the voice business. Again, the most important thing, hot, not overmodulated, flat response, mono audio. That's all you're trying to do. You try to way overthink that, and you're doing yourself a disservice, wasting money, time, and perhaps, if there are flaws in your voice, a great mic is not going to make you sound better. As a matter of fact, I use a great mic, and there are certain things about it that bug me. Like, you can hear my mustache rustling. You can pick up all sorts of noises. Now, that's great because it'll pick up every little color of your voice. But I think another important point that you need to understand is, what's the thing that'll make you sound the best? Training. Get good voice coaching. Learn. Study. Master your craft of voice artistry. If you need some more assistance in actually setting up your studio, I'm available. Go to homestudiomaster.com and we can discuss this even further, show you how to save a lot of money, and how to have a great home studio on a budget, which is pretty important these days. I'm Dan Leonard, the Home Studio Master. Have yourself a great day, and thanks for listening.